Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the thankful Saturday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust, right here for the next 2 hours with the Inside Outside Guys. My name is Ken Carverly, and I am the Outside Guy.
Good morning, Chuck Bridenstine. You finally have an attitude of gratitude.
I said Inside Guy. I'm the Outside Guy, aren't I?
Yeah. You know what? I just ignore your faux pas anymore.
Get confused easily at my age.
All four of your paws. I just ignore them.
How you doing, partner?
Yeah, life is good, man.
Life is good. How was your Thanksgiving?
Fantastic. A lot of good family. Everybody's healthy.
Yeah. Good. Good.
If I complain, you can slap.
You don't complain. You have nothing to complain about.
I don't.
I mean, right. About me once in a while. I understand that.
Darn you. We're going to have fun today because we get our audience.
Good, Ken. How was your Thanksgiving?
I don't care. But let me pretend that I do.
It was good, Chuck. Thank you for asking.
People don't know we sit here and talk and share all kinds of stories.
Before the stage, yeah. They don't know it before we go on, right?
Oh, life is good, man. And we're going to have fun today helping hopefully our listeners. Big game coming up, though.
Is there a big game today?
I heard there was.
You know, it's so hard being a fan because when we were losing so many over the last decades, it's like, you got to win one. Come on, guys, you got to win one. And now that it's totally flipped, it's like, they have to win to keep the rivalry, but I don't want them to.
I know.
You know, it's like, I don't want them ever to win, but I know they need to.
It's so funny. I know. It'll be a lot of fun. We're talking for those that don't care.
About the Ohio State-Michigan game.
Yeah, and that starts at noon, I think, right?
It does, yes.
Now, if you stay tuned to WJR at noon, you won't get us. You know, we decided Michigan State not to do that extra hour. Who's on WJR at noon today?
We have the Michigan Opportunity Show. Comes on at noon. Now, is MSU playing today? Let's see. Some people are going, yeah, dummy. I don't see it. There we go. Thank you, Parker.
God bless you,
MSU
Parker.
MSU pregame's at 4 p.m.
We can take advantage of him more. He's a little smarter than we are.
You're more the state fan. I don't pay attention to the state. You do more. Your wife really does, doesn't she?
My wife and son do.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
We have so many Sparty fans that listen to us. Yeah.
My son's just sports nuts.
Yeah, I know.
Pissed. You name it. And he can talk
same
chapter and verse like Joel, yeah.
My boys came over the other day to watch the Lions game, and my youngest son reminded me so much of myself at that age.
Wow, what an
Except
insult
I had four
to
kids,
him.
He has none. I used to get so involved in these games, and I just don't care anymore. The pro games I don't care about as much anymore because I wish the Lions would win. I think it'd be great for the city. I'd love to see them win a Super Bowl.
I agree.
But I've seen them come close so many times in my lifetime just to start backing off. Kind of seems like what they're doing now. I hope that's not the truth. But I can't let myself get emotionally involved in sports.
Why would you? I've always described myself, as you know, as a fickle, selfish fan. I don't care that much. I'm not going to bet any money on you.
Right.
I'm not going to buy a $100 jersey and wear it around.
Amen
to that.
Thank you. Amen.
That's just not.
I don't want to buy a jersey to advertise someone who's making money off that. Yeah. It's like you're paying them to advertise for them.
Advertise the Inside Outside Guys.
Yeah, exactly.
.com. Did you guys have any flamingo tongues?
Flamingo tongues.
For dinner?
No, but I could tell you a story.
Here's the story.
The elk hunt I went on?
You brought back the tongue.
No.
Oh.
No. You've heard of Rocky Mountain oysters?
Yes.
Every elk that was harvested on this trip, the guides kept.
The oysters.
The testicles. The elk testicles. Every one of them. I'm like, why? They're like, they're delicious. And I'm the kind of guy that will eat anything once, twice if I like it. But my thought is, do you know what those do? But they kept every one of them, and they have a feast at the end of the year where they prepare them and they fry them and they eat them.
I mean, that is a, what do you call it, delicacy in a lot of cultures, but not mine.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to.
Well, the ancient Romans liked to eat flamingo tongues. I just wondered.
Flamingo tongues? It can't be very big. My goodness.
I don't know.
Tell you what I'd like to try, though, is that Sandhill Crane. Those are supposed to be, those are called the ribeye of the sky. And you know, I heard something about those, that you are allowed as a farmer in the state of Michigan, if they're in your crops, and I don't know if this is true, it's something I heard, that you're allowed to shoot them because they're doing crop damage.
Okay.
But you know what you can't do once you shoot them?
Eat them.
Yeah.
Serious.
You're not allowed to eat them.
What are you supposed to do? Just bury them?
Let them lay. Those are called the ribeye of the sky.
Yes, I've heard that. Supposed
to be delicious.
Pat Kelly originally told me that.
Did he?
Yeah, I'm surprised one of us hasn't gotten one with a golf ball.
That's true. That's true. True. In the Dakotas, I'm not sure. I think it's North Dakota. They're allowed to hunt those. And they're also allowed to hunt swine, which I never want to because I don't like to. I wouldn't like to taste it.
Canadian geese makes sense.
Yes, but I don't like tasting.
We could
either.
Feed the poor. We really could.
Oh yeah, you're right.
I always think about that. It's like you're looking for, you know, good meat, good protein for people that can't afford it.
Dark red meat. Yes. Yeah.
Yep. For heaven's sakes. Today is Small Business Saturday, which you and I are enamored with.
Oh, we yes. Love we're all idea. About small business. Yes, yep. We are.
The heck with the big business. Well, in some cases, you can't say that. But we love small business, good small business.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed, especially the service businesses. You know what? I don't think people understand what goes into running a good service company. All the... Just finding the guys, but all the paperwork that goes into it, all the training that goes into it, all the
liability.
The liability. There you go. Yeah.
Putting somebody out in a vehicle with your name on. You know, we had who called us last Sunday? I'm trying to think. Piccarelli.
Rich Piccarelli.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
He was working on Sunday, and people just don't get, unless you run a business, you're working 7 days a week.
You're right.
You go to sleep worrying about the next day. Excuse me. Now, there's a lot of benefits, a lot of positives, which is why you and I chose that path. But there's a heck of an onus on you to do well all the time.
Absolutely.
So we laud and applaud our small businesses and ask you, our listeners, to take advantage of them.
I agree. I totally agree. One thing I see about small businesses that I don't like is I see a lot of people who've never been in business before say, I'm going to open up a bakery. I'm going to open up a arcade. I'm going to open up fill in the blank that they wanted to open up. Not necessarily that there was a need in the community for it. Yeah. How many times have you seen that in your lifetime?
Oh, yeah.
And they that's something I understand people wanting to do that, but you've got to read the room and you got to read the area that you're in.
You
and
really do.
There was a couple in our community a couple years ago that opened up an arcade. And as soon as I saw it, I'm like,
oh, it's going to fail.
It's going to, and it did. It did. So that's why
saying that, yeah.
Real important that when you decide to do something that, like that, that you know there's a need for whatever that may be.
You got your vanity number back, right?
I did.
Well, I don't even remember.
Our vanity number. 888-654 guys equals 888-654-4897. Phone lines are open. Take it any and all of your calls. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys. WTKY, WLBY, WJ.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. The phone lines are open, both 800-859-0957 and 888-654-GUYS. Ken, did you guys, you stayed home and cooked, right?
I'm
not
yes.
You personally. But
yes, I did.
We did too.
And I personally cooked, yes.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. Did you?
Yep.
Well, good boy. I cleaned up.
Thanks, Paul.
I did a lot of dishes. But have you noticed, I mean, I've noticed for years, good water tastes better.
100%. 100%. I tell you, it's hard for me to trust water nowadays.
Well,
whether it comes from the tap or comes from all the bottles out there.
I mean, the W thing, women and water. Tough to trust. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Chuck, that was Chuck. That was the inside guy, Chuck.
No kidding.
But with microplastics out there, I believe the best place to get the best water is straight out of your tap with a properly filtered system.
I agree with you. And Beauchamp Water feels the same way. You should love your water. You should trust your water. And they can customize a treatment system for your home. So you know when you get home and have water or bathe in water or cook in water that it's clean and pure. And it tastes good.
And it that's the key. And it tastes good. I am not a big water fan as far as taste goes.
Aren't you?
Tell you what I am is when it's hot outside, when it's really warm outside,
gosh, yes.
I love the taste of good water.
Yeah.
But I'm a iced tea guy normally. You know, I'm not just a, and I need to drink you're more getting better. Pure
as
water.
You get older, I am. You're getting to be a big boy.
I am. Hey, listen, we answer just a ton of emails every week, but we don't want those emails to be in lieu of calling the show. When you call the show with a question for the guys, you help everybody else out there when you call the show. This is the Callin Show. We will take any and all of your housing questions at 888-654-GUYS or 800-859-0957.
I love it. Have you got all your Christmas shopping done? Tougher to find gifts for some people.
Chuck, I have, I buy for my wife. That's pretty much it. That's how hard it is for me because my wife wouldn't want me to take over the shopping duties for her. She enjoys
it. Neither would mine.
So I have to buy for my wife and a couple friends, and I guess that's pretty much
that's it. That's kind of it. Yep. I do have a gift. I'll have to explain to you off air. I can't say it. Just on the rare possibility he's listening to the show for our son.
I've
got a good gift.
Okay.
That he's going to like. It's going to be a lot of fun.
By the way, we got to congratulate a buddy of ours who's been a friend of yours since grade school, Pat Bush, on his retirement.
I know.
Pat has come into the studio with us quite a few times.
Bush.
You've known him forever. I've known him since I've known you. Just a super guy who is really, has always been the biggest fan of the Inside Outside Guys.
He's
always been one of our biggest fans.
God bless him.
And congratulations on your retirement, Pat. We're proud of you.
You know, you say that, but he's like you and I. He's going to retire from the job that was the primary source of his income, but he's still got two other jobs at least.
He gets to spend more time with his sons. We know how important to him and his grandkids.
And the great kids.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And one more thing, and this is on a sad note. We just want to tell a certain person out there, a certain family out there, that we love them and we're thinking about them. They had a tragedy happen this week. That's as far as we're going to say.
And praying for them.
And we're praying for them. Yes, yes, hard. And you know who you are, bottom line. Yeah. So just a tragedy.
I know you want to say more, but you don't, right?
Nope, exactly, exactly. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Chuck, I absolutely love the article that you wrote this week in the Detroit News Homestyle section. Anyone knows the Inside Outside Guys, it takes a lot for Chuck and I to get upset. It takes a lot for us to get a case of the humdrums because we really, really, we grew up, I don't want to say we were poor, but we didn't have a lot of money we grew up.
And
we
didn't know it.
We didn't know it. Yeah, we didn't know it.
That's what we always think about, is that we didn't know what we didn't have.
Yep, yep. And I told you earlier today, you said something to me years ago that just has always spoken to me when I start feeling fear. And you said to me, Ken, the worst thing that could happen in this country to you and your family isn't that bad. And I remember thinking about it at the time going, shoot, he's right. And I've kept that with me forever. If you live in this country, you have it over 95%, if not more, of the world. If you live in this country and own a home, you've got over 98% of the country and more. And if you want to be that person that constantly thinks about what you don't have or what might happen, you're going to be miserable. Chuck, I can't tell you sometimes when I look at it, I look at what I've accomplished in my life compared to what my dad accomplished, compared to what my expectations were when I was a teenager. I have nothing to be upset about.
Nothing
to be scared about.
Nothing.
I've proven to myself, I've raised 5 kids. I've been married almost 40 years.
Your kids are all great citizens, good people.
Same you, yeah. And I've, be happy for what you have, everybody. I mean, we are so, and that's our article says that, in this country, the fact that we can walk up to a sink and push a level a certain way and have hot water coming out of that sink. We have no idea as a society how blessed we are just to be able to do that.
Indoor plumbing, I mean, to be able to flush a toilet and have that stuff disappear, not be in the drain running by the front door.
Right, right.
I mean, just the things that we really need to remind ourselves of that we are. And to be in this place and time. The fact you mentioned how far you've come from your teen years, and me too. We were we're so blessed to be in a place and time where we could do what we did.
You're right. You're right.
I mean, not that you and I are president of the country or anything.
Well, I did a lot of stupid stuff when I was younger. I could have very easily taken the wrong turn, wrong fork in the road when I was younger.
Many forks.
If I sat here and told you all the stuff I did as a kid, so I don't think we'd have any more listeners.
I could tell people what you did. So please read the article. It's a great article. An article that will remind all of us of how truly blessed we are. And it's about housing.
It is. And let's not poo-poo it because it's, I'm not saying, but walking up to a switch on your wall and flipping a switch. I mean, you and I in our lifetime have seen so much technology. When you were born, there was not a satellite in space.
No. Sputnik.
I think 2 years after you were born, Sputnik went up. And since then, they're everywhere up in space. And look how much our life has changed in the time that you... Our life has changed more in the time you've been alive than ever in the history.
I was telling you, my son and I were in a hunting deer beginning of the week. And on his
phone, looking at deer.
He's got an app, I know. My gun is like new.
Still.
He was able to walk... You know, through the woods from point A and point B on his phone, telling him what direction to go and when he was going to get there and how far away he was.
Where the property lines are.
And there was no concern on Dad's part about him getting lost because I knew that technology was just unbelievable.
Right.
Cool stuff.
We're talking about locations.
Oh.
Having five kids, whenever they were all at home, whether it was Christmas, a birthday... As a parent, you're like, okay, every cell in my body can relax right now because they're all right here with me. And now that we have this thing called locations, four of my kids gave me their locations. And it's so good at night, just every once in a while, I just go, okay, he's safe in bed, she's safe in bed, he's safe in bed, okay, I can go to sleep. No, I'm good.
I know.
And that's just the technology and the fact that we live in this world that we're in. We're just blessed.
And then if you're a homeowner, you've got the inside-outside guys.
There you go.
And we promise we will never lie to you. We won't make stuff up. You can trust what we tell you. It means a lot to us.
Yep. So listen, when we get back, we're going to talk about an email that we had and how important it is to get multiple bids.
Oh.
And if you get a multiple bid and one of those bids is outrageous compared to the other two, is that company a ripoff?
Hmm.
Are they trying to rip you off?
Let's talk about that.
Hey, listen, the Inside Outside Guys 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com for any and all of your housing needs. We're also taking your phone calls when we get back from break. 888-654-GUYS.
Welcome back, everybody. We really appreciate you being here. We're having more fun today than I guess we deserve, but we are trying to approach everything with an attitude of gratitude, and we are so thankful for the team partners that we've got that we can trust to refer to you. We try to say that to them when we see them.
Absolutely.
You know, thanks for letting us trust you. It makes a difference.
It does. It really does. We are so lucky and blessed to be where we're at. And the fact that we have so many good team partners that we can turn to, whether you have an issue or we have an issue, there's not much more I can say about how lucky we are to be able to have these people at our side.
And we're going to try to highlight that. Hey, one Christmas gift, if you're looking, that's coming back this year. You and I were chatting before we went on air. The cameras that actually make a picture, print a picture.
The stuff that we used to wait weeks for years ago.
You know, I told you, actually, we both happen to have been going through old pictures this week at home. And in some of them, they actually put the canister of the negatives in with the pack of pictures. Remember that from way back when? But something came out. What was it called? The camera that produced the
Polaroid?
Polaroid one shot or whatever. And remodelers. It was a big deal 30 years ago. Buy this and document, you know, visually what you're doing on the job site. Of course, now we do with cell phones. But people want to print pictures, and those cameras are coming back big time. And I looked up, there's 10 of them that are like $100.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, the film's probably $40.
But you're probably right.
But that is coming back, and it's cool, and it's kind of a neat gift. And people that had, for the young people that have never seen a camera that makes a picture, It'll probably be a big hit.
Here's a question for you. When's the last time, and I'm going to answer it for you, never, that you backed up your phone?
Huh?
Never.
If there's a button,
so here's
push.
What happens, buddy. If you don't back up that phone and something goes wrong with your phone, you lose all those pictures. So, I mean, it's really easy to back it up. You just got to connect it to your computer and you can get all those pictures. Because now I go down to my basement, and I'm not kidding, Chuck, I probably have 5 or 6 full bins of pictures from when I was young, cool. When the kids were young. You know, there's stuff of great-grandma, great-great-grandma, all that stuff. We don't have that anymore. They're all right here in a phone. So you need to back those. And I've got so many good pictures. I'd be devastated if I lost some of these pictures. I really would.
So have you backed them to the cloud?
Yes. You back them to the cloud, or you back them to another computer. Yes. Yes. Gotcha. Just because this is a brand new phone, so I did it beforehand.
Oh, that's right. You got the snotty new phone.
It's so funny. You would think that 126 gigabytes would be enough. And I have no idea how much that is. But this doubles that.
Our oldest child has filled more phones and computers. Dad, I need a new phone. Dad, I need a new laptop. God love her. And then I'd go, where are all those pictures? Well, I don't know.
But isn't it cool at your age she's still calling you for that and calling you dad?
Oh, she is. She's
no better word in the English language than dad.
That's our California baby. And when she was home, we looked through pictures, which is fun.
Right. So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
You're getting a new roof. And you get multiple bids like we tell people they should.
And I do it to educate myself. Because if I listen to those pros, they're going to teach me things that I have forgotten I knew or didn't know.
Thank you for reminding our listeners of that, because that's what they should be getting these bids as part of the bids. They should be educating themselves. And they should have a pad of paper down for every one of them to write notes. So important. People get these bids confused all the time.
Yeah.
So you get 3 bids for your roof. And let's just say your numbers are $20,000, $22,000, and $38,000.
My first thought is to go back over the 3 and see if I missed anything. You know, should it be 38? You know, is that legitimate? My big thing, and you and I convey this to our listeners, when you're talking to those 3 or listening to those 3 professionals, they are creating your specification. They will tell you that you need this shingle, this flashing, this drip edge, this nail, this blah, blah, blah.
That becomes
your spec, right? The ventilation, yeah.
Right.
So I'm going to compare the 3 and make sure that they're all apples to apples in that regard. And if they are, then I'm certainly not going to pay 38.
Right.
I'm taking 22 or 20.
Right.
If they're apples to apples.
Right. And they're 3 companies that you trust.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't even listen to somebody I didn't.
Frankly, how do you trust? If you don't know about the inside-outside guys.
Good point.
And you live somewhere up in Michigan, all you can do is ask a friend, ask a relative, and look in the computer. People look in the phone book anymore? I have no idea. But
is there even a phone book?
Yeah, good question.
I really don't know.
So would you think that $38,000 bid is trying to rip you off?
I don't know if that would occur to me or not, because I know that there are some companies that's their business model, and they're not trying to rip you off. They're willing to accept fewer contracts per job bid in order to get a lot higher margin, and that's just the way they operate.
That's their strategy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I know that that's some company strategy, but if I don't know that until I get the bid, then I see it's all apples to apples, and I go, oh, company C, that's their strategy. I'm not going to give them that extra money when I don't need to.
Right. Now, if there was one that had a ridge vent and one that had can vents, okay, you and I know the difference of those, but homeowners don't. We get those questions all the time.
Sure.
The one with the ridge vent saying, oh, this is the best because you need a ridge vent. The other two are going, no, can vents work just fine. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
Because we would agree with that statement. Lower and higher. Lower
exactly. And if the cans are all up on the back side and you like cans and they're good cans and your warranty is, you know, something I feel comfortable with, then I'm going to let you do the job and put cans in.
The warranty is the key. Exactly. Yeah. I'm glad that you said that. You're going to let them do it that way.
Yeah.
Because the warranty is still there. That's what we'll get a question. Can we, I got people saying they can roof my house in Florida or in February. Well, here's a question. Is the warranty the same in the February job as it is in July job? And if the question is yes, then trust them. Have them do it. I think that's perfectly fair. But I don't think, like you said, that that company's trying to rip them off. That's their strategy. They may be bigger. They may have a whole lot more overhead. They may have more expensive insurance or whatever it may be. But that's what that company needs to do the job.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And hopefully people are listening to this. You know, we should do a blog that just talks about this because it's so critical. If you get two or three bids, get them from really good companies that come from a strong referral, and listen, and like you said, take notes, and then compare. Make sure that they're all bidding the same specification. That's apples, so critical.
Apples to apples.
Yeah.
And the warranty. One may have a 20-year warranty. The other may have a 40- or 50-year warranty.
That's a big difference.
And there's a difference in price for something like that.
Should be.
Yeah, there should be. If I'm going to pay that $30-some thousand, I want to know that it's going to be a longer roof and the warranty's going to
be. But if it's a fly-by-night company, then it's all moot because I got no way to feel comfortable that they're really going to be there if I need it.
Exactly.
So it's got to be three strong, even good companies. If you say, Ken, refer me to another Mason, and you're a Mason, you're going to refer a good company. You're not going to refer some fly-by-night that just appeared on the scene.
Exactly, 100%.
Yeah.
Now, if the one company says, $38,000, Chuck, you need a new roof, and the other two companies come in and go, Chuck, your roof's not that bad. You really don't need a new roof.
Boy, we see that, don't we?
We do see that.
Yeah.
We hear about that. Yes.
Yeah.
You said something to me years ago that I liked in a sales presentation. You said, look, if someone calls you out for a new roof, sell them a new roof. Shame on them if shame on you because you're trying to sell them a new roof to call you out.
That's what you do. You're a roofer.
Right. And that's your job is to sell a new roof. I agree.
Yeah.
And it will be a better roof than that was on there beforehand.
You know, it's funny because you mentioned roofs and we've talked to some people we trust where they'll say, look, if I tell them they don't need one yet, that they've still got another 5 to 7 years life on their roof, they're going to trust me even more and they will call me in 5 to 7 years.
Yes.
And a good doctor will do that. You know, you go in and think, do I need to have something removed? And they'll go, no, but let's keep an eye on it. And if you do, I'm the guy to do it for you, right?
Yeah, my psychiatrist. I'm just kidding. Something.
You crazy.
Taking your phone calls, 888-654-GUYS, 800-859-0957.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. 800-859-0957. We're going to take calls for the next hour. Up until noon today, so we'd love to hear from you, or 888-654-4897. A lot of people I noticed started the holidays here this past week are using floral foam, that green foam that's been so popular for so many years. I'd be curious, Ken, if your bride uses it, does she do any floral arrangements with that green foam where you stick the...
No.
Doesn't she?
I hate that stuff.
Well, they say it's really bad for the earth and you.
I believe it.
In particular.
I believe it.
You didn't eat that when you were a kid, did you?
Right. It was on my plate right next to the paint chips.
It was actually created the year I was born, 1954. But it is not biodegradable in any form or fashion. You could burn it, but I guess that would
pollute. I don't even like white foam. You know, one of my kids can't handle listening to that. Anytime foam
like nails on a chalkboard?
Exactly.
That's funny.
Yes, you can't handle that. But it's amazing because I can't stand stuff like that comes in boxes, you know, to protect
whatever
the products are. No, even if it's solid. Because you could have a 2-foot by 2-foot piece of that. Crush it up, and it's messy as can be.
You get more boxes.
But you burn it, and it kind of just disappears with a lot of black smoke.
Well, you pollute the atmosphere. Anyway, they say there's a lot of carcinogens in that. I read a cute little alternative to that stuff if you're the kind of person that wants to have something like that. Chicken wire.
Okay.
Easily cut, truly. Just lightly ball it up. You can stick it in the bottom of a
with
vase.
With gloves on.
Yeah, with gloves on. Good point. But you can still stick your plants through the holes. And
yeah, that makes sense.
They'll stay where they're going, the stems.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And it is, I mean, arguably, worst case, that stuff would corrode and disappear as rust.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So it is biodegradable.
So we're about to get some really cold weather.
So they say. Actually, it was 24 when I got in the truck today.
Well, it's going to get a lot worse than that as time goes by.
There was no precipice.
Yes.
This morning.
Yeah, you're right. We're supposed to get some tomorrow. By the time we come into the show tomorrow, we're gonna be doing a little bit of driving.
Yeah, we should build a snowman.
You first. I'll meet you out there. But are you ready? As homeowners out there, are you ready for the snow that we're about to get? Do you have any of the magic mix ready on your front porch?
And a blower or a broom. Here's the thing. Don't wait until you get a foot and a half of snow out there to do anything. After 4 to 6 inches have fallen, get up off your duff, go out there, and clear at least the sidewalk and the porch.
You know,
it'll be good for you.
It's great exercise.
It really is if you don't wait until it's so heavy that it kills you.
Right. You're right about that. You're right.
But, you know, a lot of us have blowers.
Yep.
But again, a broom will do it, or just a push shovel.
Tell you what, a push broom for lighter snow, and then the leaf blower can clear your walkway very easily. Now, the magic mix, remember, if you guys are regular listening inside outside guys, we don't like anything pure. I hate to say the word hate, but we hate rock salt. It's way overused. It shouldn't be on anything. It shouldn't be on any concrete. It attacks concrete. It attacks whatever it touches.
Did you notice piles of it this past week?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, on the
roads. And it drives me crazy when I pull up to an intersection and you'll see a pile because whoever's driving let it just keep spinning. And I'm not kidding. That where that pile is very likely can be a pothole just from that pile sitting.
We should start doing time-lapse pictures or at least a sequence of them. Where you see a pile, take a shot, and then in the spring, take another shot. Next year at this time, take one more, and that concrete will be going back.
You're right. It will be.
Yep.
Now, we got through November. I mean, I know we're getting some now, but this is basically December. So we have the next 3 months. This has always been my thing about winter. Three months, December, January, and February.
Piece of cake.
And the older we get, the faster it goes. But it also helps if you're prepared. And when we say prepared, is having those shovels, having all that ready, but having some mix, which is a sand and an ice melter, ready to go. You can put that out before the snow starts falling.
That's true.
And it will help.
Yeah.
Make sure that any place that frozen water or frozen ice can get between, like the joints in your concrete, make sure that's sealed as much as you can. And we don't care, right? This time of year, we don't care. Spray some foam in there. Just something to stop the water from getting down in.
Yeah. Did we talk last week about the heated mats they're selling this year now?
I don't think so.
You put them right on top of the concrete outside your front door or on top of the sidewalk, but they're not cheap.
No.
I mean, a 30 by 60, I think, is $300.
30 by 60 inch? Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you were doing a 12-foot stretch of sidewalk or...
And they all connect, right?
Feet. Yeah, they all connect to each other, though. I think they draw 18 amps. So a 20-amp circuit would feed them.
Okay.
And they have a thermostat built in, so they turn on and off as needed. But they actually are safe to walk on, and they will melt the snow that falls on them.
Okay.
So if you put them on a porch or a sidewalk or both, theoretically, you don't have to shovel.
And then in the off season, you buy a bin and you put them all in one bin.
So you don't use them in the
summer? And market. Well, you know, it's funny because when I buy stuff like that now, Chuck, one of my first thoughts is how I'm going to store it. Because, like I talked about my garage earlier, I want my garage to be empty. So I've got to find a good place whenever I buy anything. My wife buys this inflatable blow up pool for the kids, which is great for the kids. My first thought is, where am I going to put it for the next, well, really for the next 11 months?
Exactly.
Because they only use it once or twice a year.
Yeah.
That's where my old curmudgeon self is now.
So. You are a bit of a curmudgeon, yeah. Hey, wanted people to be aware of a lot of do-it-yourself injuries that occur this time of year, too. People are climbing up on stools or chairs, their office chair that has wheels on the bottom to hang something up higher on the wall. And getting injured, I mean, broken ankles, you know, shattered knees, and just stupid stuff that really there's no excuse
for. You know what? The older I get, I am so much more careful of that kind of stuff. Yesterday, I actually had to climb on top of my four-wheeler to hang a couple of my grandkids' big toys up. I hang them up during the wintertime.
Was it in neutral?
No, it was on park. But the old me would have just jumped up, put it up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Now I do 1 foot at a time. I make sure I'm very even. I hang on.
Hand holds.
Because I couldn't even imagine something like falling and breaking a knee or something that's going to put me out of commission for months at this age. And they also say as you get older, you have one major break like a leg or a hip. It's not much longer after that.
It could be the beginning of the end.
That's a good way to put it.
So let's all avoid that stuff. If you're tempted to hang something, you know, I've even gotten to the point where I will ask for my son to help me or something like that.
Yes.
When I never would have before. You know, swallow your pride, slow down. Nothing has to be done right now.
Make sure you have a safe, healthy 2026. We get back from break, we're going to take your phone calls, 888-654-GUYS, or you can call us at 800-859-0957. We wanted to wait until the next break because we want to make sure we talk to Dave from Jackson and John from Tennessee. We got some great advice for you when we get back from break. Again, you're listening to the Inside Outside Guys here for you 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com.
888-654-4897. That's our number.
Phone lines are open. Yeah. We will take any and all of your housing questions. Are you ready for winter? That question is for you, Dave from Jackson. Are you ready for winter? Are you there, Dave?
Yep. Nope, not quite yet, because I'm thinking about getting a camper and towing it down 750 miles south.
That sounds like a plan.
You better not leave today.
I won't.
I like that plan.
No, it is something about that, but I did want to comment about the gratefulness that you guys have brought up in the first hour and the Thanksgiving of it, you know, and I think to myself, generally every 7 years, my birthday happens to fall on Thanksgiving. It's not today, but it does. So, sitting here in my 60s, of all things, no doubt about it. Think about the livestock you'd have to feed. Gosh, you couldn't, you know, jump in your Ford to drive to a job 200 years ago. 100 years ago, you probably could, I guess, but.
Barely, yeah.
You couldn't hook up your trailer and drive 700 miles south.
You sure didn't have heat.
No. Where's the nearest gasoline station? What's that?
You know, if you read about the 30s, Travels with Charlie, John Steinbeck, it was such a big deal to actually have a camper on the back of your pickup back then in the 30s and 40s. And people would literally migrate from job to job throughout the country. That was their life, their year.
Yeah.
You know, they
survived.
They survived.
Yeah.
And you're right, Dave. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, and especially in this climate. And then I think about, talk about thankfulness. And believe me, I didn't think I'd live this long either, guys. if I'm further north, it's that much rougher. But did it.
You know what? I would have migrated south. I mean, if I was a caveman, I would have done everything I can to get to warmer weather if I knew it was there. I mean, it's crazy that we can leave. We can leave right now, and in one really good day's drive, we can be in great weather.
Yeah.
Where else can you find that? I mean, the furthest south the Canadians can go is Windsor.
Without a passport. I mean, think about that.
Right.
You can drive across state line after state line after state line. No one stops you. No one gets in your way. We are just so fortunate and so blessed. And there's no threat except your own maybe stupidity if you're driving too fast or stupidly.
Yeah, or you let your wife drive.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I knew you were trying to say it. Hey, Dave, thank you so much for
And listen, there's something else.
Yep.
This is why we have prayer and ribeye of the sky, Ken.
I got you.
I'm looking forward to that. I could probably hit him with a BB gun from where I sit.
I believe it.
Nine iron.
I believe it. But we never saw those when we were kids, did we?
No, we didn't.
No, see, one of those things, huh? Nope. Plenty of Canadian geese in Jackson County, I can guarantee you that. Mm-hmm.
They're everywhere.
See you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
God bless you, Dave.
All right, let's phone lines are open, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Let's talk to John in Tennessee. Good morning, John. You're on with the guys.
So much work to do and so few people to do it with. How do I find people that are trustworthy?
So you were in Michigan, and you moved to Tennessee, and you – having a hard time finding good professionals. What part of Tennessee are you in, John?
An hour north of Knoxville.
An hour north of Knoxville. Okay.
Actually, that's a $1 million question he's asking.
It really is. And we get a lot of questions like this. And a couple places that we like to refer before we get to the main one. If someone's looking for cement or brickwork, we tell them to go find a transit company. Find the company that delivers the concrete and ask them who their favorite people are. If it comes to brickwork, go to a masonry supply, builder supply, where they sell the brick, they sell the block. Ask them who some good people are.
Roofers, go to a roofing wholesaler, not a big box store, but a roofing wholesaler.
Like and an ABC supply here or a Wimsatch.
Just pull in the back end and start asking the people with stock back there, who are the good roofers? They'll look around like they're, not on tape here, and they'll tell you.
Yeah. A lot of communities will tell you, the builders or the building department will tell you companies that they haven't had issues with. In other words, they'll give you three companies that pull permits, but they're going to give you the three that they haven't had the issues with.
Yeah, which isn't quite as, I like Ken's advice. Go to the wholesaler for the product you're looking for locally. That's just a good start.
We get a lot of questions about landscapers here locally.
Yeah.
And landscapers, they stay in a defined area. In other words, Canton landscapers only stay in Canton, maybe Ann Arbor, maybe Plymouth. So they're not real big on advertising or getting with someone like us. But where you want to go for those is landscape supplies. Any place that sells landscape supply where they buy their supplies from.
Like KBK.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, the last place we're going to tell you, which we think is probably the best, is the Home Builders Association. Oh, Tennessee has one just for the state. But then individual areas like Knoxville, the Home Builder Association of Knoxville is where you can find a lot of good professionals, because we feel the HBA does a great job of vetting those professionals.
Yeah.
Does that help, John?
Thank you so much. Now I'll do that landscape for a couple of people to cut down trees. I hope that works. But the Home Builders Association, bingo, thank you.
Yeah, here's one right here, the Home Builders Association, Knoxville. And I'll give you that number if you have a pen.
Hold on, just let me get to my speaker, and then
Outside guys from Metro Detroit referred you, because we refer them throughout the country.
We do.
Yeah.
So 865-546-4665. And if you're just an hour from Knoxville, they're going to have people that will service your area.
Yeah. And they're fussy about who they have as members. So they're a good place to start locally. Does that make sense? Cool. Did you get it? Okay. We appreciate that call from Tennessee. We get emails from all over the country. And the reality is that the housing issues in California are very similar to what they are in Michigan or Florida or whatever. And we want you to know, regardless of where you're listening to us, at iHeartRadio or the WJR app, we are here for you.
Yes, and it's funny because people say, why do I live in a place where, it's so cold? Well, live in a place that has spiders. Live in a place that has snakes.
That's black widows. Black on widow that video spiders. You showed
yes.
Me.
Yes. We live in a great area. You listen to the inside outside, guys.
Welcome back, everybody. Having more fun than we deserve to have. It's a great day to be in the construction industry, isn't it?
It sure is. We love this industry.
We do. We do. It's a great industry. And keep in mind that the companies keep going pretty much all year long. I don't care if it's Chet's Cleaning or a roofing company, you know, Kearns Brothers or Kanga, they're going to be going in December and January. Now, we did do an article a couple weeks ago, Ken, on cold weather concrete. Probably not going to be doing it right now, right? It was 24 this morning.
Right, right.
I mean, you could, taking the right precautions and the ground's not frozen, but chances are, nah, right?
Yep. The cold weather concrete, is it getting too cold? I would say after this week, that ground's probably going to be pretty gosh darn frozen, so I wouldn't want to do it. Now, I would do it if all the proper precautions were taken. I'd have no problem pouring a slab, even on the ground.
So yeah.
If you can tent it off, if you can heat it, I'd have no problem doing it this time of year. But yeah. But if you can't have those precautions, I wouldn't.
Yeah, it's going to cost you more. If you want somebody to take all those precautions and do it properly this time of year, expect to pay more.
Absolutely.
It takes more hours, more manpower. Yeah. More hard cost and things you have to buy and the prep work.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. 888-654 guys equals 888-654-4897. You can also give us a call on the WGR line, 800-859-0957. Our phone lines are wide open. We'll take any of your questions.
Share a little trick with you. A lot of people are hanging stuff on the walls this time of year, whatever they are. Pictures, whatever, right?
Okay.
You laughed.
Yeah, I'll tell a story when you're done.
Okay. And if you're looking for a stud, you can buy a stud finder, which are probably 90% effective, right?
Okay, good. Funny, because as soon as you said stud finder, I'm like, hold on. You said 90% effective. People, you've got to be very careful with a stud finder because you can miss that stud so easily.
They're about an inch and a half wide.
Yeah, and here's the thing. When you're putting it over and it starts to beep, that's when you go really slow because people wind up going way too fast and they don't get the center of that stud.
Exactly, so they miss it.
And even my trophy room where I have all my has holes that I missed the stud, yes.
Well, you know, a trick we used to use years ago before you could buy digital stuff was to take a flashlight, just any flashlight, and put it right up against the wall at kind of an oblique angle, so maybe 45-degree angle.
Yep.
And you'll see... You can see where, kind of like the roof shingles we talk about, sure. You see the rafters on the roof.
Yep.
You'll see the individual studs in the wall because the wall's just a little bit out further.
Or you look for the nails. Sometimes you may be able to see a nail.
Slight depressions.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, even on a good drywall job, you get close with a bright light, you'll be able to identify where those studs are that
yeah.
way.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. There's all sorts of tricks of the trade to do that. Now, because we are starting to shut our house up even more, which I hate. Did you have a window open at all this week in your room?
No.
Me neither.
Could have.
And that's the time of year where I hate it because I'll have my window open at 30 degrees outside just because I love a little bit of fresh air.
I agree.
But when it gets so cold, I turn it off. So when you're locking yourself into your house, what are some of the things that people should be worried about? What are some of the contaminations that could be in your house? Yesterday, I told you when we were on break that I went into my garage yesterday and I put all of my pesticides or anything like that into a bin. Then I put the lid on the bin and then I stored them downstairs for the wintertime.
The lid on the bin is a good thing.
Yes, I don't like doing that, but everything, if I leave it outside, it's going to go bad over the wintertime.
Yep.
So the reason I don't like doing that is because of off-gassing. If you have anything that's a liquid in your house, it is going to off-gas because it is going to go away. That's what I'm looking for.
Dissipate, evaporate.
Evaporate, thank you. It's going to evaporate.
Yeah.
And if that's in your house, that means you're breathing those kind of things. Radon, okay? Radon is another thing. If your house is closed up, you're going to be more apt to breathe in it. Mold and mildews. This time of year, we are shutting everything in their house, and if you're going to do that, please make sure that you move the air. Every room in my house that has a ceiling fan, that ceiling fan is going right now as we speak on low. It is so important to move that air because when you can move the air, then you can condition the air.
Your wife doesn't turn them off when you leave?
No, she does not because she knows how important it is. Let's go to the phones. 888-654 guys. Let's talk to Bill in Dearborn. Good morning, Bill. You're on with the guys.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How can we help you?
Great. Question. I need a new bathtub, but I love my bathroom. Don't want to rip it all apart. What do you think is going to happen if I try to get the bathtub out?
Well, you're in Dearborn, so is an old cast iron tub?
No, it was replaced about 20 years ago, and it's just worn out. My wife hates it, and she wants a new
bathroom. They can cut them up.
Don't want a new bathroom.
Yeah, so, getting it out is a little easier than getting a new one in.
Mm-hmm.
Right, honestly. Right.
Mm-hmm. Because you can...
Yeah,
you
so
can,
it's going to...
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. So it's going to be... It's not just a matter... I'm sure I'm going to take the sink out next to the bathtub to get the bathtub out. And so I just don't want a whole new bathroom, but I have a feeling a lot of it's going to get messed up just to get the bathtub out. So I'm just curious.
Is it a self-contained one-piece tub and shower?
Yeah, it's a tub. It's a tub with a really nice tile. And I know I'd probably lose the first row of tiles, but
I was going to say, yeah, if you take the first row out and you can actually... recreate that with a decorative complimentary tile, then mm-hmm. you can cut the old tub out and do very little. I mean, if somebody knows what they're doing, it doesn't
right.
have to damage anything because the only flanges on that tub would be under the bottom third of the last row of tile.
Right. Yes.
But where it sits on the floor, a razor knife should separate it or a grout knife or something. So really... It shouldn't be tough.
And you can replace that first row with a decorative piece of granite or marble or something like
right.
that. A trim.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay, I was just wondering if it was we wind up being a full bathroom redo, and I really don't want to.
Doesn't have to be at all.
No. Well, we would suggest you go get a grinder, a small grinder, and a 4-inch blade, and mm-hmm. cut the joint right above that first tile all the way down,
right.
and then pull
sure.
that tile out from there.
Okay. And anybody you'd recommend? Because I'm not doing it.
Oh, okay.
I respect the way you said that.
Me too.
That was so good. Bless your heart.
Oh, yeah, I'm not doing it.
Well, in your area, let's give you the number to Northwest Construction over there.
No way. Oh, they are right down the street at my neighbor's. So,
are they?
Yeah.
Good company. Right. Yeah.
Oh,
so
good. Okay.
Just
good
go check
know.
Them out, and they'll help you out.
That'd be great. All right.
Tell Terry we sent you, okay?
My neighbor said they did a good job, so I'm going to go back and talk to her and see exactly how they went. So, thank you,
company.
Guys. Appreciate it. Great
You're
show.
You're very
thanks.
Welcome.
Stay well, Bill. Bless your heart.
Thanks, Bill. We appreciate it. We got another phone call, buddy?
Yes, we do. We got Danny from Gross Eel.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How can we help you, buddy?
Yeah, I got a question. I just had my driveway blacktopped, resurfaced over top of blacktop, and I'm wondering what kind of de-icer to use.
Electric. No, sorry. Just kidding.
Good. That's a really good...
Well, I got rock salt. I was thinking that would ruin it if I threw it on there.
Yeah, you don't want rock salt. What you want is a combination of a good ice melter, something like a magnesium chloride, mixed with sand. That's our favorite ice melter. So about 30% ice melter and 70% sand is what we would use.
Oh, good. Thanks. That's good to know then. Okay. And then that way I won't ruin it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did a nice job.
When they installed it, did they put a crown on it and make it self-draining then too?
Yes.
Good.
Awesome.
Yep.
What, Danny, what was the name of the company that did the work for you?
Statewide.
Statewide.
They're
asphalt?
In Berkeley or in Brighton or Berkeley. Yeah. Yeah.
I tell you, finding asphalt companies that will do residential work is tough. They all want to do roads. They all want to do giant parking lots. But if you found one to do a residential driveway, we want to investigate them.
Yeah.
And people should know there's a heck of a difference in asphalt, just like there is in concrete. It all kind of looks the same when it's done.
Amen.
But there are different grades of asphalt. Some have far higher concentration of the solids and the actual tar that makes it a good surface, and it costs more.
And everybody says road grades.
Oh, yeah, I know, I've noticed that, yeah, looking at it, yeah.
Yeah, everyone says they're going to use road grade, but honestly, as a homeowner, you would have no idea if it's coming out of
you wouldn't. And some guys will tell you that when he goes, is a dirt road.
Good point.
Well, thanks. I listen to you guys all the time.
Danny, thank you so much.
You guys
greatly
are great.
Appreciate it. Greatly appreciate it. Hey, everyone, stick around. We're going to continue to take your phone calls, 888-654-GUYS or 800-859-0957. We get back and break. We're going to talk to Frank from St. Clair. We have so many good listeners all over the Metro Detroit area, and what we also have is so many great contractors who can help. Get us to the Inside Outside Guys, WTKA, WLBY, WJR.
It's Ken and Chuck and you, the listener. I think we still have Frank in St. Clair Shores on the line with us, Frank.
Yep, but still taking your phone calls at 800-859-0957. Frank, you there, buddy?
Here. Thanks, guys, for taking my call. I have a question concerning whole house generators. You have the permanent ones that sit out behind the house. I wanted to know, number one, do those only operate on one type of fuel? And then my second question is the portable generators, are they good to depend on to power the whole house or are they just not really fit for that for long term?
Good questions, Frank. Both very good questions.
Most of your portables are going to top out, I mean, unless you're on a job site, around 5,000 watts, which is not enough for the whole house, realistically. So your portables are going to run, generally, you see them 3,500 to 5,000 watts.
Yeah, you got some 65 out there.
Yeah, you got some 65s. I mean, they've gotten actually more powerful in a smaller body.
You're right.
Right?
You're right.
The last few years.
It's gonna run your furnace. It's going to run your refrigerator, your freezer, and your TV. And
all the important stuff, really.
TV's got to be right there with everything, right?
TV's right there with everything, some lights. Yeah.
Yep. And then also, Frank, you can get the standby generators. You don't have to get one to run your whole house. And a lot of people don't. They just want the important stuff. If the power goes out, they just want the important stuff, and therefore they may only spend, you know, $7,000 compared to $10,000 for that. However, the technology's gotten so good and the prices have came down that you can get one to run your entire house, and they do run on two different kinds of fuels. The two are basically propane and natural gas. So if you're out in the woods and all you have is propane, you don't have any natural gas going to you, they have conversion kits that they can use.
Okay. Thank you very
much. How often do you lose power, Frank?
Well, I'm here at 8 Mile and I-94, and there's a lot of trees in our neighborhood. Yeah. And so we get a lot of branches get heavily laden with ice. And next thing you know, the power line is down, or one of the power lines coming into the house. That happened to us, and we had several electricians out here before we could actually realize that one of the power lines are down coming into our house. We're only getting half power for some reason. And okay, so it doesn't
so one
happen
leg was
a
down.
Lot. Yeah, one leg was down. I'm a master plumber by trade, so I don't know what.
Oh, cool.
I do water. But
I respect that. So I mean, it's one of those things, if it rarely happens, a good portable can be a heck of a buy if you got a place to store it and you have an electrician hook up a place in your house to plug it in, you know, when you need it.
And you maintain it. You run it every 6 months, and you make sure the oil's where it's supposed to be, and you change the fuel out. So many people take those and they put them in a corner, and they don't use them for years until they need them, and then they don't start.
I had thought about pouring a small concrete pad and building an insulated shed with lower ventilation and upper ventilation, and even putting a portable in there with an exhaust that goes out through the top, because it doesn't happen often, but when it does happen, we need it. So I thought about pouring just a little shed.
Those units need to stay cool. They're meant to be outside. I wouldn't see any reason why you'd have to build any kind of shelter for it. They're meant to be outside. If you put it inside and you don't have a good exhaust system, then you could be looking at a fire hazard. So they're meant to be outside.
I mean, the rare times I run mine, I have, and very rare, which is why I have a portable, I'll just wheel it just outside the garage.
Yeah.
I mean, just outside. Point the exhaust out.
Yep.
And run it and never have any issues
and
at all.
And I liked what you, Frank, said. Chuck, you rarely lose power because every bit of the lines coming to your house are underground, right? You're in a newer sub. Yep. Same thing with me.
Yep.
But when you're in a sub like you say, like, or if you're 2 miles down a dirt road like I used to be and all the wires were in the trees, we used to lose our power all the time. My mother lives not far from you. She thanks me almost every time I see her for the standby generator my brother and I bought her because she loses power out in the Port Huron area so much.
Do you guys have a recommendation as far as durability, which ones are best? Because
you know what's funny about that?
The portable ones, some of them are tri-fuel. They run on gasoline, propane, and methane.
20 or 30 years ago, Chuck and I would have told you to stay away from Generac at that point. Now, it's just the opposite. We hear so many great things about Generac. That company has come so far. And they give, you can find like a Metro Electric, they'll give you a 10-year warranty on that.
10 years.
I know.
They'll give it to you. If it's a portable, you know, I would again buy Generac, even though when I bought them years ago, we bought them.
Or Hondas.
They were throwaways. Hondas I love.
Yep.
I would buy a portable Honda in a heartbeat.
What's the name of the company again?
Honda?
Metro Electric.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Metro Electric. Where are those?
They're in
Romeo.
Romeo, thank you. Yep, they're in your area all the time. You can find them at theinsideoutsideguys.com.
They're a great company. They really are.
Thank you very much, guys.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
All right. Stay well, Frank.
Thanks, Frank. Hey, we're getting some great calls. We'd like to finish out the show with your great call, 800-859-0957 or 888-654-GUYS.
I don't mean to poke the bear, but you paid a lot of money to have a very nice generator installed. A few years ago.
Why would you even mention that? I'm out of here. Goodbye.
But a question that occurred to me while we were listening to Frank, do you have a small portable?
Yes.
I thought you did.
I have mine, and I have one for my daughter that I keep in that if anything goes wrong, I got to run over to her.
I really am not trying to antagonize you. You're too big. But it dawned on me that I didn't know if you had an additional resource.
Yes, I do.
So you do.
And I got a big, big, ugly standby generator in the back of my house that has I believe a V8 engine in it. So anybody wants to buy a V8 engine, the thing is, I don't know how I'm going to get it out of there when it comes time.
But you don't have to mow the grass under it.
No. It's a giant paperweight.
And I truly didn't. But I'm glad.
Hey, you got to laugh about it.
I couldn't stop laughing. I still can't. But you do have a portable for the rare times you guys.
I did. You know what I used to not like? Since we got that, it's not working anymore.
Since we got what?
The standby generator. We've probably lost power 4 times since 2016. One time it was for maybe 8 hours. And I remember one time it went off right in the middle of the night, like 2 in the morning. And my first thought was I wanted to shut it down. Because I didn't want all my neighbors knowing that I had power when none of them had power.
You got extension cords running from your house to their house.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
Yeah, crazy. When we get back from break, we're going to talk to Jamie from Marysville. And again, we have time for a couple more of your questions at 888-654-4897. During the week, you can get a hold of any of our team partners. You can even get a hold of Chuck and I through email at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Please check out this week's news article, Detroit news article in the Homestyle section, and just realize how good we have it here if you live in the United States and you own a home.
With a very thankful attitude for all that we've got, for you, our listeners, for WJR, and of course for the construction industry, which Ken and I are in love with.
And Parker back at the studio with that for you. You do a great job, buddy. Very much. All right, 800-859-0957. Let's talk to Jamie in Marysville. Good morning, Jamie. You are on with the guys.
Hi, you guys hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, thanks for all you do. I'm in Mayville, actually. It's a village about a half hour north of Lapeer.
Okay.
Yep.
And, I see it. Yep.
Know where it is. Been through it
many times.
Yep. What we're looking for is my wife, ex-wife, bought this house, and I'm looking for a contractor you guys recommend for, I think it's a Rheem AC unit outside, and, you know, a heating and air conditioning contractor or something that we can do, you know, later in the year, that you guys recommend for up here in this area.
I mean, CNC would certainly
that was
go
number
up there.
One.
Family would.
Yeah, I believe family and CNC both would head your way, yeah.
Yeah. Have you got a pen handy?
Yep. I used to live with Ferndale and everything, but so I'm familiar with that.
Okay.
Family, and what'd you say, the other one?
CNC.
Okay, CNC.
They're both great companies.
And then the second question is, this is an old house, and it's got like the back room used to be apparently a one-car garage, and it's really small. And what I did is I put fiberglass insulation because it was never insulated, and I put some knotty pine and some drywall up, and it's got these beams, and I'm going to make like a false beam. And I was wondering, you know, if I open it up, and they're like the studs are 24 centers, you know, so I had to add a lot of studs to do the walls. And I'm wondering if I could use that Dow utility pink foam and put it on the roof, and
the
then drywall over that. Yeah,
the Dow foam board is what you're talking about, correct?
Yeah,
the 4x8 sheets. You can use that up there. Absolutely. What we would suggest is that you grab some can of great stuff. And once you put those in those areas, you do the frame around it with that spray foam.
You know, for as much as that foam board costs, I would talk to Ron Stead also.
You know what? That's a great point, because you could probably spend the same amount of money.
Yeah, for about the same money, might have him come in there, spray foam up there and totally seal everything off and qualify for a rebate from the federal government for the installation.
Now, will those go away next year?
I don't know.
Either way, try to get him as soon as possible.
Yeah, I would try to get him in ASAP.
So, Jamie, go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com. You'll find under insulation, MI insulation and MI blown insulation.
Really?
You'll find family, and you'll find CNC under the heating and cooling. Okay?
All righty.
All right. You have a great day.
Somebody that would do it, Ron something?
Ron Stead from...
Blown insulation, MI.
Yeah.
Got you. All right, thank you.
You're very welcome.
You take care of yourself. Stay in touch with us, please.
Now we have a Marysville call.
All right.
Marysville call. Let's talk to Dave in Marysville. Good morning, Dave. You're on with the guys.
Good morning.
How can we help you, sir?
I got the Crestline, which I think they've passed on now, but anyway... Wood double hungs with aluminum exteriors, and got a couple of failed seals, and of course the what do they call them on the outside edges? The metal parts that slide up and down. I'm having problems with those, and I just need somebody that I could get locally that would come out and do it outside. I have a little problem with the door wall. So,
like, are they in Anderson? Did you say?
I'm sorry?
Anderson? Wood window?
No. These are Crestline.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right, do you have a pen handy?
I believe they... Hey, pardon?
Do you have
a pen handy?
Okay.
Yes.
So the first one we're going to give you is Integrity Window Repair.
Mm-hmm.
That's 586... 909-5106.
5106.
Yeah, so I'm going to say it again. 909-5106.
586-909-5016.
Yes, sir. And then we're going to give you Accent Window Repair. And their phone number is
586-843-3463.
I'm going to say it all one time.
586-843-3461. 8641. Let me give it back to you. 1586-843-8641.
No, 3461. That's all you're missing. 3461.
3461.
Yep.
Okay, 1586.
843-3461.
843-3461.
Yep.
Okay, that's Accent.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, and what is the rest of the name? Accent what?
Accent Window Repair.
Okay, very good.
All right. Please tell them that the guy sent you, and then let us know how they did for you, okay?
I certainly will. Thank you very much.
God bless you. You take care.
Bye-bye. Hey, everyone. We're going to be back tomorrow, 10 a.m., taking your phone calls. In the meantime, want everyone to have a safe day. Safe day. Say go blue, right, Chuck?
Yeah, absolutely. Truly today. I grew up a Michigan fan in our house. I want to remind people, you know, we were talking about RO filters and Beauchamp in segment one. Uh-huh. And something you and I have said before, a good friend of ours up in Traverse City that's in the water business really agrees with us. If you use RO treatment, you take out everything.
Yeah.
Including healthy minerals.
Yeah.
And even water softeners sometimes do that, you know. So it's one of those things that you can buy. I think Beauchamp has a mineral cartridge filter, so you can take out all the bad stuff, put back in some good stuff, and then have really healthy water.
From Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions. Good stuff. Good stuff. We had some good calls today.
We had some great calls today, and I want to apologize to anybody that calls that feels like maybe we rush them, you know, because we try not to.
We always have.
I know.
We actually get compliments. We you know, people will let you have two or three questions, whatever it takes for us to help you.
Exactly. Whatever. Yeah.
And that includes during the week, right?
Yeah, exactly.
At theinsideoutsideguys.com.
And Parker, heck of a job. Thanks for making us sound better than we should have.
Absolutely. Stick around next. We got the Michigan Opportunity Show coming up between noon and one. Stick around for that. In the meantime, like we said, go blue. Get ready for the snow that's coming. Be safe out there. If you don't have to go anywhere, don't go anywhere. Stick at home.
And keep your radio on, because tomorrow we'll be back, right?
We will. In the meantime, 24/7, theinsideoutsideguys.com. From the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence. If you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.